Artificial intelligence is upon us and not showing any signs of slowing. The most common concern from those in the workforce is being replaced by one of these thinking machines. But what if AI wasn't coming for your job? What if it was coming for your boss's job instead? I happened across the following post on X. Brian describes having installed an AI system that provides an omniscient shadow to each of the executives at a client company, which can then be queried by the CEO for reports. The CEO seems to like it so far, and if it leads to less time spent writing internal reports, I'm sure the executives like it too. But many of you may be recoiling at the thought of an always-on nanny cam whose sole purpose seems to be to snitch on you to your boss. And judging by the replies to Brian's post, you're not alone. If your supervisor has a history of targeting you, your fears may not be misplaced. Workplace surveillance tools are often coyly marketed for this. What if instead of your boss using an AI tool to spy on you, your boss was completely replaced by an AI? Would your supervisor having no biases or favoritism sway your opinion? What about being able to tailor its communication specifically to you? Expressing no judgment at your clarifying questions? Being immediately available 24/7? Perfectly equitable expectations and performance reviews? Just writing that almost has me convinced this would usher in a workplace utopia. In practice, guaranteeing zero bias is extremely difficult. After all, these things are programmed by humans and learn from human data. Their weights could also be intentionally adjusted to favor or target. If the AI's supervisor follows the Pareto principle, also known as the 80-20 rule, they may be tempted to ask it for a list of the lowest performing employees to be laid off on a regular basis. Not keeping yourself in the top 20% of performers, by whatever metrics the AI has been programmed to look for, may mean your job. The dystopian future video game Cyberpunk 2077 tells a story of a company that brings in an AI only to have it fire all the human workers in favor of automation and copies of itself. Clearly, its implementers forgot to set hard limits on its executive powers. The shareholders were happy with the all-time high profits, though. When technology is blamed for these sorts of existential problems, the IT industry collectively sighs and repeats the mantra, "The problem is not the technology. The problem is the people." A quote from a 1979 IBM presentation is likewise summoned. "A computer can never be held accountable. Therefore, a computer must never make a management decision." As a darker example, the Nuremberg trials post-World War II saw the precedent set that acting under superior orders is not a valid defense for war crimes or crimes against humanity. It seems responsibility can't be passed to others, whether man or machine. The endless task of generating reports and presentations can probably be automated away, though. Would you work under an AI or hire an AI to manage others? We can help you with that. You can find us at scalebright.ca. RoboBoss has approved your timesheet. Taylor Perron, Scalebright Solutions, March 31st, 2025.